So today we're going to hit on the link between antidepressants and murders. This is pretty insane, and this lady is completely insane too, but let's talk about her medications. And it seems Lindsay was drugged out of her mind. I mean, this doctor should be put in jail, but she was put on Prozac and Zoloft, which is connected to murders. So someone's going to say, what do you mean Prozac and Zoloft is linked to murders? Well, every school shooter, remember that when they want to take away your guns? Well, all the school shooters, guess what they were on? Same drugs that Lindsay was on. And this was all published on drugawareness.org. You can look it up yourself. Look at all of these school shootings, all with antidepressants. And that one down there, remember Columbine? Remember that one? Antidepressants. And someone's going to say, I never heard that before. Yeah, they always hide the truth. Columbine shooter was prescribed antidepressants prior to the shootings.
Because we both know what the problem really was.
The problem, they claim, antidepressant medications like Luvox. Eric Harris had been taking the drug when he and Dylan Klebold opened fire on classmates at Columbine. Badsgaard said he had just started taking a similar drug 2 years ago when he walked into his Washington State High School with a hunting rifle and held 23 classmates hostage.
There's a lot of people out there that have this problem and have been dealing with it for quite a while.
So it seems there seems to be a connection between antidepressants and violent behavior. Right here, look at all these lawsuits. It's wild all of this is still on the market. And it's all still on the market because guess who makes all those drugs? Oh, the vaccine companies, of course, always protected from liability. And someone's always going to say, well, the government and FDA doesn't know. Really? You're going to believe that? Sheriff Richard Mack testifies before the FDA about antidepressants causing suicide and teen violence. They know. What I also find interesting is the same pharmaceutical groups also talk about how people shouldn't own guns to defend themselves. Do you get why? I think we're starting to connect the dots. So if you know somebody on those psychopathic pills, get them away. Look into Amanita mushroom. It breaks all addictions. It also breaks addictions to the government and pharmaceutical pills. This is why they want people hooked. It's also why they want to take away people's guns and orchestrate events to take away your rights. Something to look into. Have a lovely day.